This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moroccan soldiers and aid teams are battling to reach remote quake-hit towns as the death toll rises past 2,700, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Rescue workers dig through twisted metal and concrete to pull out bodies from the town of Wirgan, about 37 miles from Marrakesh. As the bodies were pulled out, locals cried in dismay. The United Nations estimates that 300,000 people were affected by the magnitude 6.8 quake. In Marrakesh, families huddled in squares outside with little more than a blanket for shelter. One local sleeping outside, Yahya Elmer, tells the AP,
"Every house here is broken."
Moroccan officials have so far accepted government-offered aid from just four countries, fearing a lack of coordination if too many join the rescue effort. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's trip to Russia and meeting with President Vladimir Putin will be a full-scale visit, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said. Kim has set off for Russia aboard a special train, a South Korean source said, as Pyongyang and Moscow on Monday confirmed a summit with President Vladimir Putin amid Russia's deepening isolation over its actions in Ukraine. The United States on Monday described Russian President Vladimir Putin as desperate over the Ukraine conflict in meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and renewed warnings that any arms deal could trigger U.S. sanctions.
"I will remind both countries that any transfer of arms from North Korea to Russia would be in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions."
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. This is